The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Tes. Another issue that comes up in the discussions over here in the Gemara, Daf Ches, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, of the Kiddush HaMincha in the Kli Shoris, is something that's really central to, we discussed before, the Noisei of the special role that Kli Shoris has in the Korban Mincha, as opposed to the Korban Zevach, where the Kli Shoris was what the Avodah was done with the Kli Shoris, but the Kli Shoris is not necessarily the what's Mekadesh, the Korban, as a Korban by Mincha. It's not that way. We discussed that in the Kabbalah Sadam, that's Dama Korban, is the same thing as the Mincha. Those two are compared, that's the Gemara Be'ez and Avodah. And the comparison we explained goes on a deeper level because the what creates the continuity, the one mitzius of all that dam being dam oimid lezrika, and the mincha that it's mincha oimid laktora, mincha oimid le seder akrova, that's the klisharis. That's the role of the klisharis specifically in mincha. One point that's added over here in the Gemara Dav Ches, the Gemara talks about being mekabel, putting chalokim in the mincha in two kelim. The amount of dam that has to be mekabel in the Kli Shoris is the amount of dam that's necessary for the Avodah Sadam, for the Hazor, for the Zrika. How much dam is that? Bechdei Hazor depends on the carbon. If we're talking about a carbon that only needs maton or achas, or let's say by a carbon chatos, where you have to put dam on all four sides, but one is ma'akiv, so dam enough, that's enough for one hazor, one zriko, is enough. What about when we're talking about chatos apnimia? Is chatos apnimia is need on dal kronos, sheva hazor, is the amount of dam that's necessary to perform Avodah Sadam of that carbon, that's the amount of dam. That's the shear of the Kabbalah of that dam. This is all discussion about the Avodah Sadam Yom Kippur, where a whole series of dam has to be put on the four corners of the Mizbech Hazov, Sheva Hazois, Keneged HaPeroiches, are the Tiharoi Al-Gabi HaMizbech, the four sides of Mizbech, is then included in the existential Avodah Sadam. It's Ma'akiv, but is that part of the Avodah Sadam Be'etzim? Of those karbonis of Yom Kippur, that goes into the shear of how much dam you need to be in this kabbalah. That's a whole discussion. We'll just add also, by way of explanation, that there's really a machlokes Rashi. Machlokes, two different versions that are brought down. Rashi in Zvachim, Rashi in Menachos. Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Gimel seems to imply that the sheer kidei hazor that has to be in the skabal the kli. You being mekabel dam. How much? Be mekabel a drop. No, you have to be mekabel kidei hazor. Rashi says that it's fine to be zoirik the dam from kelim containing different amounts. They don't have to be mixed together to do the kabol. So as long as there's bichdei hazor in the kli, that's called the kabolah's dam. The dam is niskadish in the kli. And then you mazin. There happens to be a din by the Avodah of Yom Kippur that for certain zrikos there needs to be the dam apar and the dam asor mixed together. And that you'll have to mix them together, but that's a separate thing in order that the zriko should be niskayim from both of them together. But as far as the shir, the chshivus of the dam, how much dam has to be in the kli, there's no shir as long as there's kedei hazor. That's Rashi and Zvachim Daf Tzadik Gimel. Rashi and Menachos by us, the Zayin Tos talks about it also in Daf Ches. Seems to say that no, the shear that has to be in the kli, shear gimel azois bekli ze vedalon azois bekli ze vihizo. Rashi says clearly there has to be that amount. If you need four spritzes of dam, then that's how much dam has to be in the kli, which means luchayra on a simple level. Let's say you're talking about a carbon that has four azois. The four hazois have to be niskabel in the kli together. If they're not niskabel in one kli, lokchom b'shtei kelim v'irvon ba'achas, it's not a kabbalah. It's nothing. That's the same thing if we'll shteltzu to the din of nishpach. What's din of nishpach? In Zvachim Daf Chofei is mavur, that if a posel is mekabel dam, or let's say the dam is, that's the sugi of nishpach, the dam on the ritzpah, to scoop up the dam into a kli shoris is not called Kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be from the Mokam HaShchita. The Shchita of the animal, the dam that comes out Ayideh, the Shchita, cutting the neck of the animal, has to spritz into the kli. That's what it means, Kabbalah. So what happens, let's say there's a problem in the Kabbalah, it's not a Nov dam, like we're saying, Rashi Menachos, that holds that the Shchita has to be B'chdeh. So let's say you Mekabel the amount of dam you need into three kelim. It's not a Kabbalah's dam. It's the same thing as Nishbach ala Ritzbo. If it's Nishbach ala Ritzbo, so then you can't scoop it up afterwards. Either it was a Kabbalah when it went into the Kli directly from the neck of the behemoth or not. If not, so then the Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah. The dam is not Niskadish. L'chor, that should be the same thing with the dam was Niskabal on three different Kelim. Rebbe Simcha in Hilchos Maisa Gemara's Perkei is Mechadish a Gewaldige Chiddush, which the Achrayim discussed extensively. Rebbe Zalman spoke about this Chiddush, the Briskerov spoke about this Chiddush, the Mikdash Dovid spoke about this Chiddush. This was a famous earth-shattering Chiddush of the Or Sameach, that you can divide this relationship with the Dam having to be in the Skabal and the Kli into two. There's two parts of the Kabbalah Sadam. There's the Kabbalah, the fact that now the Dam is Oymed Le Lahazor, Le Zriko. And then there's the being that which the dam is niskadish in the kli. Meaning, say, in order to be zorik the dam lagabe mizbech, it has to be niskadish. But you also need a kabbalah in order to not undo, in order that the dam shouldn't be that should be a kabbalah. There's the ma'isa kabbalah, and then there's the fact that al yidei the ma'isa kabbalah in a kli shows the dam is niskadish. L'chayra, it's one and the same. The avoidas hadam of kabbalah is that it should be niskabel and it should be niskadish. And that's the way the Briskerov understands. But Rmei Simcha is mechadish, that you can be mekabel dam, the coin can be mekabel dam theoretically, you can be mekabel dam in three different kelim. True, the dam won't be niskadish, but there's no chesaron, it's not nishbach, it's not as if the dam wasn't niskabel, the dam was niskabel. When it's put together, the amount of azois, again, according to Rashi Menachos, that holds that that's where the Kabbalah said dam has to be. It can be mekabel in three different kelim. So according to that Rashi, the Arsamech says it doesn't mean that it can't be niskabel. It's not nishbach. It's not as if there was no kabbalah that it was spilled on the floor. The dam was niskabel. It's not niskadish until it's mixed together. That's when the dam becomes roi lezriko. Marshal dam, that's part of a carbon. The din is that dam that's roi lezriko has different dinim vis-a-vis mi'ilo. Dam that's coming out of the behemoth is not yet niskadish, even though it was niskabel. It was niskabel in a kli, but it wasn't niskadish until the dam is mixed together. That's the opinion of Rmei Simcha. The chiddush involved, what's startling about it, is to say that the prerequisite, the basic focus of Kabbalah Sadam is not to be mekabel the dam, to be the mekadish the dam, fizrika, that you could divide it into two. That's somewhat of a chiddush. The Briskerov takes issue with this definition. The raya of the Briskerov is, he brings a din that we have by us in the Gemara and Daf Tes. We have a Daf Yud Aleph also, the din of one of the Kabbalahs, one of the outstanding, different than any other Kabbalah's dam that we have in Seder Kabbonis, is the Kabbalah's dam of Biyad HaKoyin Basham Mitzayru. Certain amount of dam has to be put into the Yad HaKoyin by the Oshom of Mitzoyro, and then he has to do Hazor connected the bias, he has to do Hazor. Behoino is, the whole Seder Avodah Sadam over there, there's a Kabbalah Sadam that's not done in Kli Shoris, to make a long story short. It's done Biyad HaKoyin. And over there also it's Mavur that it has to be the Kedei Shri Hazor. And the Briskerov says that over there there's no Kiddush in a Kli. If there's no Kiddush in the Kli, so the Shir is not in when it becomes Niskadish. The Shir is obviously in the Maisa Kabbalah itself. If it's not Niskabel, Bichdei, Shir Hazor, then it's not a Maisa Kabbalah. How does Rmei Simcha, as the Osamech, come off saying that the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah even Bepochs Michdei Hazor, and the Kpeidah with Shir Hazor is only in the Kiddush Adam? L'chor, what you'll have to say according to Rmei Simcha is that since over there, that's the way the Avodah Sadam is done, Biyad HaKoyin, then that itself is the Kiddush. It's not Mavur over there that there's no Kiddush. Briskerov assumes that there's no regular Kli Shoris, and it's done without regular Kli Shoris. It's done without a regular Kiddush. Rabbi Simcha will have to argue with that. He'll have to say that there's a hiskatrus of the dam. The hiskatrus of the dam is biyad hakohen, because that's the form of avodah. What does it mean that dam is niskadosh b'klishos? Let's go back to what we started discussing a few shiurim ago. When something becomes miyuchid, that it's already in avodah form, that it's already on the way to being used for that avodah, that's when it becomes niskadosh. When the dam's in the klisho, so it's dam that's being oimed, that's in transport, in motion towards the mizbech. So over here, when the kohen has to take it biyode, so that's what puts the dam in motion towards the avoidas, hakorb that has to be taken care of. So that'll be the iskatru. That'll have to be the shakl v'tayah between Ramei Simcha and between the biskurov. Ramei Simcha's makor is the fact that by mincha it's mufurish that it works this way. You can put the amount of mincha that has to be put in a kli, you can put it into two kelim, and then they can be combined. The mincha is niskadish, there's no problem in the kabbalas hakmitza if it was put into two separate kelim. It's then combined, and that's, it becomes niskadish to be mukta agabe mizbech, and that's fine. What is the difference between, according to Biskarov, between a mincha and dam? You'll have to say hagufa. Since the tsura of the Kabbalah Saddam is from the neck of the behemoth, is Vemela without the hiskatrus right away, there's no Kabbalah. So by mincha, it's not that way. By mincha, it's not from the hand of the, it is from the hand of the coin, but somehow it's not the same thing as the dam, which is nishbach from the neck of the animal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.